Yosef Rabbi Yosef Achor de Rabchia. Achor de Ravuna Barchia. Yosef Ravuna Barchia, Kamei de Ravnachman, Amalei Ravuna Barchia, Le Ravnachman. Okay. Dino Iknasa. The Gemara says that if a person's moiser something to the government, I'm sorry, I didn't bring down the first part of the Gemara. If someone's moiser something to the government, then the moiser has to pay whatever damages the government inflicted on this other yid, on this victim of this mesira, the moiser has to pay it. What's legitimate mean? So we'll get to legitimate. But in the meanwhile, he has to pay. He has to pay. The moiser has to pay. So the Gemara wants to know, dina iknasa. Why does he have to pay? Is that mi'ikra din? Is there a halacha that would actually dictate that this is something, it's like a nezek, you actually damaged him and you have to pay mi'dina? Or is it a knas? Because we don't want to protect the community, it's a knas. Amalei masnisani de tanan, it's a mishnah. Imak masagazlan chayv lamidlasov, kimna dachwei echwei. Toysa says, it's chayv mishum dina de garmi. So dina de garmi means it's indirect, it's considered indirect damage. It's considered indirect damage. So that means if a person, by giving him another yid over to the government, giving information to the government, that person now has to pay fines and has to pay out of their pocket extra money that al pi din Torah they don't have to pay. Al pi din Torah, there's no chiv on that. It's just a fine. It's a fine. So the Torah doesn't say that if you do X, Y, or Z, there's a fine. The Torah says maybe if it's wrong in Hilchos Shechinim, you don't have a right to do it. Maybe you have to pull it back. But there's no fine for not filing for a permit or whatever. That wouldn't work, and there's no reason to make a fine. So since he doesn't have to pay that fine, I'm not saying he doesn't have to pay now that there's a government saying it, but the halacha is he is not chayiv to pay. So the moiser is chayiv to reimburse him midina degarmi. Dina degarmi is indirect damage. It's a type of indirect damage that you have to pay for, and the moiser would have to pay. So that's a halacha, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in such a case. Now, there's a lot of details over here, okay? And there's a lot of cases that are very sticky cases. When the government comes to one person and says, was it you? Are you allowed to say, no, it wasn't me? Are you allowed to say, it wasn't me, it was him? Are you allowed to say, or let's say they're coming, already looking for someone. Are you allowed to help them find that person? You're not really being moiser because they already basically know what they're looking for, but maybe they can't find him without you. Or maybe they already really have all the information they need anyway without you, but they just want you as well as another witness. These are very, very complicated cases. There is halachas and Shulchan Aruch about each one of these cases. I don't want to get into each detail, but if the Bezdin forces him or threatens one person in order to save himself, the only way he could save himself is by being moist to someone else, there would be a lot, that would be very complicated. And a lot of different, even there are, these Rambams here do discuss it. I'm not going to get into the detail. But the bottom line is, it's chayim mishum dina de garmi if you make the person pay a fine that is extra. However, I think what the Olam wants to know is what happens if there's some legitimacy to it. Okay? What if he actually owes the money? What if he actually owes the money? Okay? Now, that's number one. And number two is, what happens if by him not following the rules, he's putting other people in some sort of danger? I don't mean, like we mentioned earlier, but, if this guy does it, then they're going to start thinking that all the Jewish people in the community are having this type of, you know, stuff going on in their business or in their home, and it's going to start uncovering a lot of things. It's not right what he's doing, because it's going to put the community in some sort of other people in some sort of danger. So those are the two questions. That's the next part. What happens if there's legitimacy to the claim? So this is a Ramah, and let's learn the Ramah together. The Ramah says as follows. The Ramah says, call a moiser hatzibur umetzaron. That's the mechaber. Umutel lemoiser biad akum lahakoisel also. If it's to the tzibur, you're allowed to do mesira if he's a threat to the tzibur. Now look at this Ramah. We're going to analyze each part of this Ramah. The first Ramah, Hagat, it's on the bottom of page 2. Misha oisek beziyufim vechadoyme. So this guy forges documents. So he forges documents and his documents that he uses, people use to collect money, people use, and or he forges coins, maybe the stamp, whatever it is. V'yesh locho shiyazek rabim. If he continues doing this, he's going to hurt a lot of people. Okay? If he can, I'm just going to say those words and we'll analyze it further because big machlek is what it means. If he continues doing this, he's going to hurt a lot of people. Masrin boy, first you warn him, shaloi, stop it. You're putting the community at danger. V'meinoi mashgiach, but if he doesn't listen, yecholim lemoisr, you're allowed to be moisr him to the government. V'loimar she'ein acher mis'asik boy elaz elevad, and tell the government that he's the only person that does this. Now, what did this Ramah mean? The Ramah set a rule. If the guy is putting the community in danger, you're allowed to be moisr him to the government. What does it mean he's putting the community in danger? What does that mean? So I thought, if you read this Mechaber, what it means is that he is putting, he's going to damage a lot of people. Because he's writing these forged documents, everyone's going to use them, and eventually, if he doesn't stop, he's going to cause a lot of loss of money to a lot of people. Because people are going to take out these documents, they're going to do business, eventually it's going to be found out that it's all forged, there's nothing there, and the government's not going to recognize these transactions, and a lot of Jewish people, because all the Jews are doing business with this guy, are going to lose tons of money. So he's putting the whole community in danger because they're all going to lose money if they don't stop him. And the only way they're going to stop him is getting the government involved because he's not willing to stop. That's what is that clear? That is that possibility of understanding? So that would mean, if you go with that reading, that somebody that is a threat to a lot of people and he could cause a lot of monetary damage to a lot of people, right? There's a guy that's a well-known, swindler. And he keeps on taking people's money, and for investments, and he's not really stealing the money. So you warn him, you tell him to stop. You warn the community. But if people are still, if it's still a threat to the community in that way, you could be moisser him to the authorities. That would be one way to read the Ramah. However, in the Igros Moshe, which I have here, apparently the Igros Moshe is very machmer on Hilchos Mesira, by the way. But if you look at the Igros Moshe, because he was the victim of a Mesira in his own in Russia before he came to America. But yeah, that's not why, I'm just saying, but historically that's what happened to him. But the Moshe says that is not what the Ramah means. If you have such a person, the community has to figure out how to protect themselves from this guy. You cannot be Moshe him to the government just because if he continues doing this, a lot of people will lose money. A lot of people lose money, so the community gets involved and figures it out. You got to tell the guy, he can't get shlishi anymore, that's it, and figure out what to do that the community should realize this is not a person you should be investing money with. But that would not be a heter to be moiser to the government. That's what Moshe says. So what does it mean he's damaging the people? What does it mean he's a threat to the community? It's something else completely. What it means is that if we don't turn him in, then what the government is going to think is that this type of forgery, this type of illegal business, is a Jewish business. It's popular in the Jewish community. Everyone's doing it. And now they're going to go look through everyone to find out, are you one of these guys? Are you one of these guys? And there's a big possibility that if we don't hand him in and we don't work with the government on this, they're going to assume that we're covering over this guy and we're going to assume that we're covering over a lot of such people and then the whole community is going to be in jeopardy. So he's threatening the entire community if we don't hand them into the government. That's what it means. Not because a lot of people will lose money. A lot of people losing money is not enough of a justification to do Mesira, according to Ramayisha. That's how he reads this Ramah. It's fascinating then, right? Because this is a common question. No, because now you're working with, you're telling them, hey, there's this guy in the community, you got to take care of him. So now they trust you. They're not going to, they assume if there's more people, you would have told us about that too. Right? I think it's Mashma and the Vilna Goin that he learned the Rambam, because the Vilna Goin says on this Ramah, you see that you could be a Roidef even Shaloi B'Kavana. You see you could be a Roidef even if you're not trying to be a Roidef. Meaning this guy is not trying to put the rest of the community in danger. But he is putting the whole community in danger because if we don't hand him in, then other people are going to become in danger. So I think if the threat was because he's going to make a lot of people lose money, that's bekavana. That is his intention. The goyin is saying he's a roid of shaloi bekavana. I think it's like Ramosha's pshat. in this. So according to the Igros Moshe, a person who is a threat to the community in a monetary sense would not be justification for Mesira. It would have to be that we have to protect ourselves from looking bad as a community to the government. And that's how he learns. If you read this inside, that's what he says. However, I don't think everyone learns like that. I think that it's mashman this Shevet HaLevi, and it's mashman others, that they learned more literally. That if somebody is putting the community in harm, is harming the tzibur, and the only way to protect the tzibur is involving the government, then from a financial loss, that would be permitted. But, you know, Rav Moshe says like this, and obviously, like we said before, Safik Olam Haba L'Chumra, you have to really ask a shaila from someone that really knows these halachas how to deal with such a scenario. I believe that, a gadol would tell someone, how to behave, and that's the right behavior to ask. You have to ask an adam gadol for this. Now, there's a dayan in Eretz Yisrael, Rameir Shafran. See, he's one of the big dayanim in Eretz Yisrael I did have here, and he says that if we are going to do that, and basically we're not going to take proactive measures in protecting ourselves from people within the community, or that are stealing or doing things financially to other members of the community. So the way he says it is, Hare yufkar rechushim shakol shomrei Torah la anasim veganavim biyodim shenivtzar mehem latovim ulamidam bedin. So he says, if we're going to act like that, then from people are basically going to become easy victims for other people trying to steal from them. Any Jewish guy, even because any Jewish person, so the first person he's going to try to steal from is another Yid, because I know you're not going to be voice for me. So he says that Memela, he wants to apply something that it says in the Tshuvas HaRashba, which Rabbi Yashav brought many, many times. Rabbi Yashav in many, many Tshuvas brought the following Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba says that in a case, I'll just read the Lashon because he says something very specific. The Lashon of the Rashba is, Roya Ani. If people know something's going, it's for sure that somebody is posing a threat to the community. Hakol lefim ashirim, the dayanim of the city, the rabbanim of the city are allowed to get together and take whatever measures they need to protect the community. This is called kiyum ha'olam. Shematam she'im atem ma'amidim hakol al adinim ha'ketzuvim ha'torah. If you only follow the Torah and we don't have a bezdin, nimtza ha'olam charev. It's going to destroy the whole community. And therefore, midin knas, the Rabbanim and the Bate Din are allowed to take whatever measures needed to protect the community. And therefore he uses this for cases of abuse and other cases where it's obvious that the community has to involve the authorities. So he says that's the pshat, it's based on the Rashba, that in order to protect the community, if we wouldn't do that, we would just become the victims of every person trying to perpetrate a crime. And therefore it's obvious that we would be permitted to take whatever measures we need to protect ourselves. And this also that's permitted. That's the Rashba says, and the Rabbi Yashav applied it, like I said, to cases of abuse and such cases like that. Rameir Shafran applies it to these types of Ponzi schemes or something like that, where everybody, every Jewish person, is going to be a potential victim if you can't respond and protect the community using the authorities. So, in a case like that, it's a very big shaila. What to do, but this is the idea, this is the sugya, this is the question. Okay. Now one other, I'll tell you how long do it, okay. That's one area where you said, what if you're right? You might say you're right, right? So what should you do? This is one area. The other area is in a case where the person actually owes the money to the government. Okay, and that would be taxes. Really, that's really the only case, because Most other cases are fines and stuff like that, which lav dafka is considered that you owe it. But taxes is an open gemaras all over the place that the government has permission to levy taxes, and the halacha recognizes that, and the halacha recognizes that as a debt you owe it. As a choiv, you owe the money. As a Jew, you have to pay the taxes. And holding back the taxes is some sort of afkas halva or gneva. You're not allowed to hold back the taxes. So Rav Moshe was asked the shaila, if you're allowed to work for the IRS. Because if you're going to work for the IRS, what's your job? So the person asking the question was that your job was to find the mistakes. And if you find that a Jewish person made a mistake, you're going to have to report it. So is that permitted? So if you look back at the bottom of page 2, again in that Ramah, so the first part of the Ramah was what we discussed is, protecting the community. The second half of the Ramah is, Mi sheroitze livroyach, the bottom of page 2. Mi sheroitze livroyach, someone wants to run away. V'loy l'shalim lo'ibdei kalchavim ashechayev. He does not want to pay the goyim what he owes them. So, v'acher gila hadavar. And somebody else went and told the government about this guy that doesn't want to pay the debt he owes to another guy. Ein loy din meiser. That's not called mesira shari loy hifsida. I didn't do anything wrong. There's not going to be any criminal criminal ramifications on this. It's only a civil issue, and you're going to make him pay money that he owes. It's not a fine. So there's no mesira on that. Shari loy hifsida. Rak shehutzach l'shalim ha-shechayev. You're making him pay what he owes. So he's still not a good midah to do that, but he's not a moiser. So, therefore, the Shevet HaLevi has a tshuva about this issue, which is the tshuva I bought on the back page. The Shevet HaLevi's tshuva about working for the government in Israel, or wherever it was, I assume that's his question, but basically he says that since you owe taxes, you have to pay taxes, so you're allowed to work for the government, helping them collect taxes. And it's not a problem. Okay.
But not fines.
Well, interest. Interest is also permitted because if you owe the money, they're allowed to charge you interest.
But it's also fine if you don't pay taxes, they kill you.
Right.
When it comes to fines, you don't say that the office is in that, like, if this is the wall, that
it's not so clear because it's a bit arbitrary. Why speeding this? And then it's not clear. Whereas taxes has already been recognized in the Gemara itself, so that's understood that they need that money to collect taxes to pay for whatever the government chiyuvim are. So the din of the machlokes din applies stronger to taxes. So the Shevet HaLevi says klar that you'll be allowed to take such a job. Rav Moshe ends up saying you are also allowed to take the job in the IRS. But he says that the reason is because what's your job in reality? Your job in reality is to make sure everything is done right, not to find the people that did it wrong. That's how he says it. He says you're looking to check over and make sure that everything is done correctly. So, obviously you're going to find things that are incorrect, but that doesn't go into your job description, and therefore you're allowed to take the job. Once you have the job, it's your responsibility to go do that, to go tell the government, and they have a right to collect the tax. So he says, then it's mutter. That's Rav Moshe's tshuva. So if your brother-in-law works, if the lady's brother-in-law works for the IRS, she would have to do yivam. What would you say? Yes, so obviously you mean
not just
that they own more taxes. Yeah, that's why it's a little bit sticky. It's a little bit, you're right. I mean, and Rabbi Eliashiv and others bring all sorts of tshuvas about the different ganav and things like that in the community, but that's what we spoke. So the way Rav Moshe says it is and he says another logic is because really you're not causing him any damage because whoever is going to take that job is going to find the same issue. It's not like you're this genius guy. You're going to find it more than anybody else. I mean, it's pretty standard stuff. And if you're not going to find it, someone else is going to find it. So you're not really causing him any damage anyway. That's the other logic he says. Okay, now, this would be Benogea taxes. Now, the Minchas Yitzchak and others have other cases where you're putting the community in danger, and that's more physical danger. What happens if somebody, you see them driving drunk or driving unsafely? So Minchas Yitzchak says that you don't have to come on to any major chachma, that's a roidev kipshutai. The person's a roidev kipshutai, and you'd be allowed to call the police. So he says over there, Minchas Yitzchak, Shevet Halevi also says like that. In such a case, a very specific case like that, when there's literally a threat, Minchas Yitzchak even deals with a case where, other cases where traffic violations would be causing danger to people. If somebody is stamazai parked in a way that bothers you, so that you're going to cause the police to give him a parking ticket, which is a fine, so then you have to pay the fine. And there's a dina digarmi there that you're not allowed to do that and cause him to pay. If it's not causing people sakana, it's just bothering you, then you have to deal with it within the community. That's not something that you should be giving over to the authorities. Okay, and again, just as a disclaimer, Rabbi Yashiv has many tshuvas. The tshuvas that I saw in Rabbi Yashiv are all tshuvas printed in the Sefer Yisa Yosef. Yisa Yosef is from Rabbi Frati, and they're all tshuvas in the Chelik on Eben Ezra and Chosh Mishpat. If you want to see them, he organizes them very nicely. It's from Simon Ayin Aleph all the way till Simon Ayin Dalid, where he discusses how communities, should deal with different threats to the community when it comes to abuse and different things like that, which is not for the subject. But he basically brings that Rashba that I mentioned, that in order the Takana Sa'ir is that the Rabbanim can make take whatever steps they need to protect the community, and that should be left for the Rabbanim. So. Okay, I think that covers the main issues. Is there any questions?
Are white collar prisons nowadays considered to club nefesh? I mean, you have very normal prisons where they're minyanim and shiurim, and it's No, I'm saying it's not high security, they're non-violent offenders. It's all white collar. There's not that's a club nefesh.
Shlomo, what do you say about that? it's a good question. There is an Aruch HaShulchan. I probably should have said at the beginning of this year, even though this year's not being live streamed, so I can control what goes out there. But nonetheless, there is an Aruch HaShulchan that says. He has a whole arichas in Shin Peches and Chosh Mishpat about Roidif. And he says, Ha'ara. I want to make a Ha'ara, basically a disclaimer. Yadua l'chol. Anyone that knows that everything we're writing here is because all the government in those days, Hashoydidim Ba'anasim, were just basically a bunch of thieves. And even though they took upon themselves the title of governor, but really they were just a bunch of thieves. But and some places in Gam Hayoim, it's like that in some outlet, far out places. But in our countries, in Europe, Ubiyuchad Adonenu, the Tsar of Russia, who's a Tzadik Gomor, Malchei Britannia, and the Shapir Shuk, of course they treat our community with the utmost respect, and no one would take our money without permission, and therefore, of course, all these halachos and moisa don't apply to our society. That's what he writes as a disclaimer. So, I think we have to be realistic if it's really a roidif or not. Like I said, it's usser anyway, if it's a fine type of thing. It's usser anyway, and it's usser, Rav Moshe says, any type of punishment that the Beis Din would not do. So if the Beis Din wouldn't put him in jail, you have no right to do something that would put him in jail either. Because that's not al pi Torah what he's chayev for that violation. So let's say he would steal from other people in the community. Al pi Torah, there's no jail. Al pi Torah, he's payback. Kefil, not kefil, whatever. He pays. That's the halacha. He doesn't get put in jail. So you putting him in jail is still above and beyond what he's mechuyev al pi din. So he's still a moiser. I don't know if he's a roidif, but he's a moiser. So you have to be very careful that it's only, monetary damages are being collected. I mean, it depends. What's going to happen? If you, what's going to happen? They're going to fine him, or they're just going to say, stop it.
Well, let's say hypothetically, when you tell them,
if they're just going to say stop it, so they're just going to say stop. Then nothing's going to happen. But if they're going to fine him, then that fine is gneva. You causing him to pay money doesn't up. So unless you're willing to pay the fine, then you shouldn't. If you don't find him and it's just to stop, and you're pretty convinced that he shouldn't be what he's doing is wrong, which maybe you should ask a rabbi first who says it's wrong. But if it's pasha to you that it's wrong, and they're just going to stop him, here's a warning, please stop. I think he was just saying that for the purpose of protecting himself in the printing press. He wasn't saying it for real. It was a disclaimer.
What about the Jewish person steals from you and you ask them three times nicely to return the stuff? Are you allowed to call the police and tell them, I want my stuff back?
As I'm saying, it depends what they're going to do to him. If they're just going to get your money back, then you could possibly do that with a Beis Din. With a Beis Din. You have to call the Beis Din first. But if the question is irrelevant. Basically, you have to call the Beis Din, and the Beis Din has to tell you if you have permission to do it. But theoretically, what I would assume the Beis Din would say is that if they're just going to collect back the money, then it's okay. But if they're going to put him in jail, then it's a much more serious problem, because that's not the punishment on Pitoira. Okay, there's a lot of detailed cases. But I'm saying, but in general, that would be the rule to go with. Okay? If someone did the full fledged, like he had no heter to do it, and. Huh? Would you not have the Moshe, sound like that. Which is interesting because apikaris, we say nowadays there's really no such case as an apikaris. Because nowadays no one knows enough to be an apikaris. So it's to find a min and a mumer is very rare. But to find a Moshe could be is more possible. I never heard that. I don't think you have to know every case of chayshin to know that you can't be moiser. It should be obvious. Okay. Shkoach rabbi Sai.